Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And as we count down to Friday and the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States, we heard today from Congressman John Lewis at an event for Martin Luther King Day, and he never mentioned the tweets from Donald Trump that have gotten so much attention over the past couple days. Joining us now is NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And let's go through this story for people who were more focused maybe on relaxing than the news over the weekend. Late last week, John Lewis, who is a civil rights icon, who was beaten by policemen during the civil rights march on the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma back in 1965, came out and said he's not going to the inauguration and he doesn't think Trump is a legitimate president because of the Russian hacking leading up to the election. Here he is speaking with Chuck Todd on NBC.
I don't plan to attend inauguration. It would be the first one that I miss since I've been in the Congress. You cannot be at home with something that you feel that is wrong.
So Trump fired back on Twitter saying Lewis should spend more of his time helping his district, which he called crime infested. People were shocked by all of this. But then no comment from Lewis today, and he's been tweeting about Martin Luther King, but no response to what Donald Trump said about him. What do you make of all of this, Ron?
First of all, I think it should be said that John Lewis was on Meet the Press. He was asked if he was going to inauguration. He said he wasn't. And then, of course, the question arises, when is he not going? And then John Lewis said because he did not view Donald Trump's election as legitimate and pointed toward the interference in the election, or at least in the campaign. Let's make a distinction between Election Day and the campaign over the many months leading up to it, by the Russians, particularly led by Vladimir Putin. So that is something that is obviously deeply troubling to John Lewis, and he does not want to be associated with the inauguration. Then over the weekend, of course, Donald Trump hit back, and if John Lewis had any doubt that Donald Trump would hit back, he doesn't know Donald Trump. And he said that John Lewis should help him, that is to say, help the president-elect in addressing the burning problems of the inner cities. And he also strongly implied that there was something wrong with John Lewis's district. John Lewis's district includes a lot of metropolitan Atlanta, including some of the wealthiest neighborhoods of the airport and Emory University.
Right, as well as the Capitol, I believe, and some major companies like Delta and Coca-Cola. So that has been going on, and that has been attracting a lot of attention. But then today, Trump came out in an interview in the Washington Post and talked about some of the big policy issues he wants to do right away and said with the repeal of the Affordable Care Act that his goal with the replacement is to get insurance for everybody. That's a quote. And here's the incoming press secretary, Sean Spicer, speaking on the Today Show this morning.
What he said in the Washington Post article, Willie, was his goal was to get insurance for everybody.
Right.
Through marketplace solutions, through competition, through bringing costs down, negotiating with pharmaceutical companies, allowing competition over state lines. There's a lot of ways that we can bring the cost and access to health care way down to ensure that people actually get additional plans to choose from, more doctors in the system, and health care at a much cheaper option than it is currently.
Ron, do we have any more idea of what the replacement is going to be or when we're going to know what's happening with Obamacare?
There seems to be something of a disconnect here between what Donald Trump is talking about, which would be insurance for everyone at lower premiums and lower deductibles. So a lot of money is going to have to come into the system from somewhere unless we're expecting hospitals and doctors to donate all of this care. And that is not quite what Sean Spicer said this morning when he said that it could all be done through existing mechanisms that Republicans have been talking about doing for many, many years, the sort of small ball approach of taking it such things as selling insurance policies across state lines to encourage more competition and theoretically lower costs, although we don't really know where that has ever been tried and worked.
Just briefly, Ron, one other policy issue that Trump touched on is tax cuts. He wants to do that right away for corporations and for individuals. Do we have any more details about that? And do we think that some deficit hawks in the GOP are going to fight him on it?
It's just notional in terms of the details we have at this point. Lowering the corporate rate to 15 is a great idea, supported by many, many people very broadly. But, of course, you have to actually enforce the 15. Right now, the rate is higher, but nobody, or not nobody, but very few companies actually pay
right.
the top rate. On the personal side, half the people in the United States do not now pay personal income tax. So any cut in the personal income tax would not touch a big chunk of the middle class.
That's NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.